Hey everyone, it's Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. We are in the midst of our horse market coverage, and this episode today is about Billy Jack Savins. It's not just about Billy Jack Savins, it's with Billy Jack Savins. And we talked to him about the two horses that he won the ARHFA's Oil Can Classic aboard. The head horse that he won the heading pre-futurity on was Una Furiosa by Barbie Starlight out of Play In for Fury by Fury of the Wind. Super cool gray mare that was very flashy. He was second callback on this mare, and she did a wonderful job, and of course Billy Jack did too. So that was his head horse. He's going to tell us all about her. And Halle Berry was the heel horse that he won on, another mare. This mare is by Metallic Cat out of One Sparking Time by One Time Pepto. Very cool little red roan mare, tons of class, tons of presence, and Billy Jack talks about her training throughout this episode. So enjoy Billy Jack Savins on today's episode of The Score.
Well, first let's talk about your head horse.
What, where'd that one come from?
Shane Boston, I actually picked her out of the triangle sale whenever she was a two-year-old, whenever that was, 2 years ago, obviously. We actually bought three of them out of that sale, her and the one-time pick horse and another gelding, and then kind of sold the geldings and kept her, and Ty Benson started her, and I got her probably like maybe August of her two-year-old year, and I've been after it ever since.
What did you pick? Why did you pick her? What did you like about her?
Just in the you know, the catalog, she just looked like she was uphill, and hocks were kind of low and up underneath her. I just liked the looks of her.
Where is your confidence in training head horses? I mean, I've always been good at training head horses, but I feel like you have had a ton of success lately in it.
I don't have very many, so I get to ride them a lot is probably the main thing, but I don't know. I just kind of take all the right steps, I feel like, and I don't go to the next step unless the one I'm working on's about perfect, and I think that's a big deal. And then once it seems like once they get a grasp on it, I don't run very many or very many fast ones, and just try to build their confidence and kind of take like an old ranch horse approach to it. Go out in the pasture and track them old rope and steers around and do stuff away from the box and away from the arena to create some pressure, and then, I mean, just back and forth and kind of build them up like that.
That one, had she gone to the last two futurities? Has she showed yet? Or
she showed at Scottsdale, and I won second on her there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she was actually high callback on her there, and Tate got me, sucker.
He is a sucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to take Tate out to make it a little easier for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Honestly, he called me because he was supposed to help me and said he got hurt or whatever. And I said, I'm entering more head horses. So, yeah.
That is funny. Somebody asked me how it was going, and this was like after the second round, and I said, Billy Jack's running away with it. Said Tate's not here. It's weird. Not that you wouldn't have done great regardless, but yeah, it is different without Tate here.
He's hard to get around.
Yeah, for sure. What is that mare, what are her strengths? She looks really fast.
She can run, she scores really good. Like, she's kind of from day one just stands up in there with her ears forward and waits on you. Really good, like, she's fast-footed. The rhythm always feels good. She kind of has gotten a little bit, it's kind of tight, kind of. She's just real cowy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's pretty dang good everywhere, really. She's kind
Bobby
of got
Starlight.
All
Who had Bobby Starlight? That's her
You know, that's her sire's name. Yeah. I don't know. Flag Ranch.
I didn't know that one either.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
I meant to look it up before I even talked to you about it because I didn't know that one. Flag Ranch, and then you were high call on another Flag Ranch horse.
Yeah.
I mean, what about Larry's program makes so much sense to you?
Well, you know, I think he's just kind of ahead of the game as far as the cow on run, you know what I mean? Everybody's doing it now, but he started doing it, what, 10, 15 years ago or something like that, I would imagine. But it's just the right mixture. You know, both of them horses got the run and a little bit of cow and the size, and they're good-minded. I mean, yeah.
What about the heel horse mare? That horse was...
Yeah, so that mare, she's by a metallic cat now of a mare called One Spark in Time. I'm not sure if Shane Boston raised her, but he owned the mare at one time. I think he did raise her. And she kind of, I think she was like the high seller at the Snaffle Bit sale one year and kind of went through some hands. And honestly, she was really tough in the beginning. She was pretty overbridled and didn't want to stop, didn't want to do anything. She's scared of the cow, I think.
They cow-horsed her?
I don't think they actually got to that point, but they tried.
And how old was she when she came to you?
I got her, I believe, like, she was either the end of her 2-year-old year or the beginning of the 3-year-old year. I don't remember. Last winter sometime. I don't remember exactly when. But, yeah, I got her, and, man, she's really smart, but I think she had had quite a bit of stuff put on her before that it was hard for her to forget. Uh-huh. And she's really, like, once she got the concept of it, she just took a hold, and she's been great. I've showed her at 3 shows, and then 1 second at Buckeye. I rubbed a leg and was one out at Scottsdale, and then this one. So I'm excited about her.
What are some of the traits about her that makes her, is she a real horse? Is she a show horse? I mean,
I think she's capable of being all of it, you know. Mm-hmm. She can run a little bit. She watches the cow. That's kind of her fault too much, you know what I mean? A little overreactive to the cow. But she, like I say, she's kind of over it. And
she's so pretty.
Yeah, she's got some swag about her, you know what
swag,
I mean?
Swag, like, definitely.
Just being around her is like that, you know, whenever you let her tail down and kind of put the show boots on, she looks pretty fancy.
And whoever picked her name, I don't know if she came through a solo sale and that was a Melanie deal or whatever, but that...
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's makes for easy marketing.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. There's I actually, when I was picking audios last night, I searched for song. I mean, obviously there's the Halle Berry song, which I went with, but like there's so many songs with Halle Berry in it that you can... Sure, yeah, she's so cool.
Yeah.
What does her program... When you said she was scared of cows, what does that look like for you when you're working on that? How do you... Do you tie them to a lead steer?
No, that don't work. That don't work.
I've seen it done.
I've tied them right in front of the strip and shoot gate, so the cow's got to go by them, and it does nothing but make it 5 times worse. I've learned that the hard way. You know, one thing that this gets a little bit deep, but whenever you get close to the cow and they go to shy away, everybody wants to kick on them and, like, get after them, like, to make them go up there. Well, to me, they're already scared of the cow. There's anxiety tied to the cow anyways. Now we're just going to kick on them, and it just makes it worse. So, like, I just put them up there, and I go in behind the cow for a long time until they kind of get a little closer and move them over to the left. And again, I've done it this way. Everybody wants to get to the cow and make them just follow it forever. And, like, you're going to get – well, you got to start, like, well, let's start with one jump, throw it, and then progressively work up to 2 or 3 or whatever. That – kind of seems to work. It did on her anyway, so yeah.
But a good start to the year regardless. How you feel good about your string, I would imagine, at this point of the season?
Yeah, I'm really excited because I got 1 6-year-old head horse and 1 5-year-old heel horse is it. And I don't know, I think I've got 10 or 11 4-year-olds at home, and to kind of get started off good. I'm super excited about this year, and then everything that's coming up, it'll just... Next year, I'll have a pretty strong string of 5-year-olds and some more 4-year-olds coming in. So,
as we've had more and more events added to the schedule, are you saving some 4-year-olds for different parts of the year, or are you just kind of hauling everything all the time? I mean, not everything all the time, but, like, how are you pacing your year on your horses?
The 4-year-olds that I haven't taken yet, I just got late. They're just too green. And I, you know, whenever I started the year, I had this big plan. I was going to ride them. You know, not overdo it, not do too much. But I kind of getting to feel like between this one and then the rest of the good ones, there's some of the smaller ones that I may not take them to. But my fear was, okay, if they're going to come unraveled or have a little sweat in the box, when's it going to happen? So do I just try to take the lucky approach and just take them here and there and they don't do it? Or... they come unraveled at Utah for $100,000.
Like, yeah.
So I'm kind of like, let's go. And especially this one being a little bit smaller, the added money's not quite there. If there feels like there's an issue, go ahead and address it and fix it here and not just show them to get around it, because I want to make sure when I get to Utah what I'm going to have, you know. So I don't know, I'm still kind of undecided, but that's my approach, because like I say, I mean, you can ease around and do this and that, and they're going to have a sweat somewhere probably, but I just soon get through it now than it happened at the big ones.
Yeah, know?
There's so much money coming up between the gold buckles and then Utah and then the solo deal and Jay's finals. And what's the magic number on shows they can take before they come and around? I mean, who knows? You know what I mean?
We're very like, new at this.
What do I do? Just go to 6 or 8. It's going to come up sometime, so I don't know. Just get in the middle of it and figure it out.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's trying to figure out that sweet spot right now. Yeah. And nobody really knows, because we've never had this much money to compete at.
So I don't. I already feel like all my horses are past the naive point to where they just back in the box and act like they've never been anywhere. So I think, shoot. And two, if they're going to be good as a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old, I mean, I ain't going to take them to the open ropes and stuff. But if they can't go to 6 or 8 of these futurities throughout this year, then they probably ain't going to make it anyway. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Good perspective. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Score. We will be back next week. We've got an interview with Miles Baker on the horse that he won with. And I still need to catch up with Joseph Harrison, because he went 1, 2, 3, 4 in the healing. So lots and lots to pay attention to over these next couple weeks. Thanks, everyone.